In this episode, discover how to leverage a sniper's mind to get better results.
Discover how video can help you achieve your sales and marketing goals. It all starts right here in Todd Hartley's Video Marketing Mastery. Brought to you by WireBuzz.
What is up? What is up? Oh my gosh, this is going to be a fun episode. David Amerland is going to be joining us. He's the author of A Sniper's Mind. He'll be with us in a few moments. But before he arrives, I want to give you a little bit of an update, a little information about what's going on around WireBuzz, what we're involved with right now. We've got three shoots that we're preparing for this week in three different cities: Vegas, Chicago, and New York City. And I'm going to tell you a little bit about each one and then how A Sniper's Mind and the laser focus gets us to create really great results. You know, we're on path right now to be doing 2,000 videos this year. It's a very big undertaking if you understand that as a business owner, I can't have a zillion people here to do 2,000 videos. I can't have 100 people here. I've got to keep our staff size low, projects ebb and flow. And so it takes very deliberate focus in order to make sure that not only do we execute the videos at a very high tactical level, but the videos also fit in with our client's broader strategy. We hit the target and we're able to make sure that their mission is executed upon correctly, right? That is the most important part. Like, a video to me isn't really worth anything unless it hits my client's target and their audience knows the exact steps that they need to take after they watch that video, right? We either have to move them to the next stage in the decision-making process, or we need to get them to convert and make a purchase or opt in or something. But all of that is super deliberate, needs to be detailed out at the very beginning. Now, far too many video creators are missing the most important element. And when you become a video creator that is doing anything online, you've got to lay out the strategy. Traditionally, I've told you that that strategy is a lot like creating a train with tracks that move people to a final destination. And that final destination is always where they get out of the train or off the video and they end up doing something. So let's talk about train metaphors for a moment, and then we'll transition it into sniper metaphors, all right? The first thing we do when we sit down with a client, when we're detailing out their digital marketing strategy and their video strategy, because Lord knows, you can't have one without the other anymore. The days of creating video for television are long gone. The days of creating a video and then allowing the distribution or the engagement to be the responsibility of someone else are long gone. When you would do something for television, a television commercial creator could create it and then give it to the network, and the network has a platform of how they distribute it. But online, that ain't the case. That person who creates the video needs to understand the native landscape that it lives in, needs to understand what the client's goal is, what they're trying to get their audience to do, what buttons they need to push, and how those buttons need to be tied to individual pages that allow that customer journey to take place. Very systematic, detail-focused, precision. Everything needs to be laid out in advance of creating the video. Because let me just give you one example. If you're giving somebody a call to action, also known as a CTA, and it's got to be baked into the script and into the storyboard. So that call to action, which is just one small piece of the big digital marketing strategy, needs to be detailed out in the scripting phase long before cameras come out of their cases and lights get set up and turned on. All of that happens in pre-production. So digital marketing strategy happens before pre-production, right? It is the essential pre-production. And if you're thinking about a train, a video is just a passenger train. without the tracks. Your digital marketing and your strategy, your tactics, your website, your text that's going to go around the page, the actual landing page, the images, the social engagement, the YouTube ads, the Facebook or LinkedIn ads, all of those need to be detailed out before you start production on that video, or people won't ever get to your final destination. What is the final destination? It is a conversion of some kind. So when you're thinking about laying out the train tracks, recognize the video is just the train. And when people create trains, they always lay out each individual plank of that train track all the way to the final destination, which is probably like the train station where they buy things, right? And if you forget to lay out one piece of the train track, or maybe not connect one of the planks with one of the steel train, what the hell is it called? I don't even know, but you know, it's a track, right? If you forget to connect one of those, a train goes off the tracks. The passengers don't get to the final destination. The same is true with your video. But most of the time, when businesses approach a video creator, they never think that that train needs a train track to run on if people ever get to the final destination. So be very deliberate when you lay it out. Think about the strategy and then actually put it all out and walk through each of the steps from the final goal, because you want to work backwards, because that's the way things actually get done. You start at that final goal. What is the action? And then you start to, what is the conversion? And then go in reverse along that track all the way. What are the pieces? What's the copy? What is the web page? How does it need to be built? How does it interact with the CRM? And with the email client, what's the right video player? All of them, detail it out. And then you start pre-production for your video. And a sniper does a lot of these same things. And they do it intuitively because they train every day like it is game day, because their life depends on it. And if you're a great marketer, if you're passionate about the work that you do, if you're a talented video creator, you have to also be very deliberate. You have to have a sniper's mind, and you have to make sure that you hit a very precise target, or your content isn't worth as much as you think it is. All right, so I've got a really interesting topic for you. I want to talk with you about The Sniper's Mind. It is a new book that's out by David Ammerland, and the subtitle is Eliminate Fear, Deal with the Uncertainty, and Make Better Decisions. But what makes David extra cool is he's also an international speaker. He's an author. He's a business journalist. He talks about data mining and search and the social web and how they all converge together into decision-making, right? And so I know that this topic's going to fit in really well for my followers and the listeners of this podcast. There's a lot of synergy here, so let's get right down to it. David, welcome to the podcast.
Todd, I'm delighted to be here.
Yeah, I know. I feel the same way. It's been far too long since you and I have spoken, but I've been following you, and I'm excited to hear about your progress. Now, before we get started, let me give you just a little bit of street cred to the audience who may just hear about you for the first time. His book, The Sniper's Mind, comes after, and check this out. This will give you him digital marketing street cred in your eyes. The Tribe That Discovered Trust, SEO Help, Google Plus Hangouts for Business. This is back in 2014. Probably when David and I ran into each other was right after he wrote Google Semantic Search in 2013. He's the author of The Social Media Mind, Online Marketing Help, Brilliant SEO, and one more, Getting to Number One. David, that's a really diverse look at digital marketing and about strategy, and you've really spent a good portion of your career owning this space. Talk to me about that.
Yeah, it's been a lot of people looking at the latest book go, whoa, how did you get there? And actually, it isn't that much of a leap, because what's happening, and you're fully aware of this, I'm sure, as technology progresses, as it becomes more and more nuanced, the connections that bind us become invisible and the interface disappears. And then suddenly where we find the real connection between each other, with your company, with a customer base, or a person talking to another person, is that emotional space, that connection that goes on behind our eyes, inside our brains, inside our chests. And that's where the progression has been. Technology is certainly driving everything forward very, very quickly. But at the end of the day, it's people doing business with people, people connecting with people, people driving everything. And it's the people equation we really need to solve.
Beautiful. You know, my grandfather used to always tell me, as we would stand in a line waiting for a movie, and he would start talking to everybody in the line, I would say, you know, something like, hey, Pop, how do you know everybody in line already? And he would say, people do business with people they have relationships with. So you have to always be in the business of developing relationships. And we do that now digitally. And that's where, you know, you're headed, is that whole conversation about the personal and making an emotional connection, even though you're doing it in a digital space, those connections still need to take place.
Absolutely, because at the end of the day, all our motivation, the reasons we do anything is because we actually feel something. And if we feel nothing about a very specific thing, then we're just not motivated to do anything about it. So there's no business, there's no friendships, there's no relationships, there's zero connection, no empathy, nothing. We're just into empty space.
Yeah, you know, emotion is how we prioritize our to-do list. And you can sell people with logic, but they don't really take action until you trigger that emotion. And when I saw that you wrote a book that's focused on the sniper's mind, my curiosity really got me. Why focus on snipers, and how are snipers relevant to business and marketing?
Okay, that's a great question to start with. And snipers in the first instance. Now, I dove into this space about 3 years ago after I wrote an article on Forbes, which got about 500,000 eyeballs.
Wow.
And from there, we sort of looked, is there a book behind it? And as it turned out, there was. But essentially, there's a body of research which has been financed by military money, obviously, which analyzes how snipers think and how they create that ensemble, which allows them to be superhuman in particular contexts. And because we had already such a body of research from a scientific point of view, that became the easy jumping off point into the connection with, can we take that into the business space? Now, we can actually take that into the business space. And the reason for that is that essentially our brains are very limited inside our heads, because we have relatively small heads. Okay. And they haven't got any redundant circuitry. So if we learn something in one space, that is directly transferable as a skill into a different context. That's our superpower. Mm-hmm. Provided, of course, we are aware of it, because we are also very good at compartmentalizing. So, you know, you can be, and in the past we were, you know, you were a different person at work and a different person at home and a different person with your buddies at the bar. And those different personalities never really met with each other. We are in a different world now. Technology has caused context collapse. We are essentially the same person across different platforms, nationalities, time zones, countries, speaking to different audiences about very similar experiences. So now we're getting into that space where, you know, how do snipers use their brains to become exceptional?
Right.
Can we learn to be as exceptional as they are? And if we can, well, you know, there's nothing stopping us in our goals.
Okay, I love it. So by studying the rock stars of attention and focus, digital marketers could apply that knowledge and operate in a very strategic, systematic way. Is that what you're telling me?
Absolutely. There's actually a name for it. It's called transfer, and it allows us to take a skill set we develop in one area and apply it to another. And the classic thing, without having to undergo the same sort of long, arduous physical training that snipers do. But, you know, the classic context is video games, where you have to multitask in a very confusing environment. You have to, especially if you're playing a multiplayer game as part of a team, and then you have to prioritize, form connections without really being able to coordinate with the rest of your team. establish goals, establish behaviors, and achieve what the end goal of the game is. Now, if we can do that in a game environment, what's stopping us from doing it in an office environment or in an entrepreneurial environment or in a business environment?
Right. Okay, so let me just take a couple steps outside of digital marketing. Let's just dissect what a sniper does that makes them so effective. What is the, you know, a lot of people may not know the relevant and empathetic connections that a sniper needs to organize. Can we spend a few moments just talking about that?
So
once we understand the sniper mind, then we can transfer it over into digital or online marketing.
Snipers are individuals working at a very high-skilled position under tremendous pressure. They have to make critical decisions on their own based on their own assessment of a situation. So you need situation analysis. You need an awareness of the importance of what you're doing and accountability. And they are the most accountable soldiers in any battlefield. Every single shot they fire is actually scrutinized for its legitimacy. So you could have potentially, in what is crazy enough, a hostile situation, a sniper being prosecuted back home for taking a shot which is considered illegitimate. So they have to be really responsible. They have to be able to take all those things into account. They have to prioritize. They have to completely compartmentalize their own discomfort because they're always operating in very difficult conditions. They're tired, they're thirsty, they're probably being fired upon. They have to juggle a gazillion elements which are very adversarial. They have to blank them out somehow, focus on the task at hand, and do it. And everybody goes from the movies, you know, they have powerful weapons. And here's the funny thing. It doesn't matter how powerful the weapon is that a sniper has. They're always operating at the very edge of the limitations of that weapon, whatever it is. So technology doesn't really help them. It's the human element that actually pulls it all together.
Wow. Wow. Situational awareness, organized and deliberate, responsible for actions, able to compartmentalize under pressure and strain, focus on the task at hand, and also leveraging the business tool to its final edge, right? To its ultimate outcome. That's
absolutely
fabulous.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. If we can, you know, they can do it and they've been trained, right? And you say, well, you know, they're superbly trained soldiers. And the answer is yes, they are. But essentially, they're superbly trained human beings. That's what they are. And if we take that same training and put it into a business environment, and some snipers have successfully made the transition, they're amazing. They're focused, they're disciplined, they are very quick at getting to the core of a situation because they analyze it very quickly, and then they're very good at prioritizing what they have to do in order to achieve what they want to achieve.
Beautiful. Okay, so a lot of time on the podcast and in my social outreach content, my thought leadership, I'm teaching this this video space and video creators something that you and I have been doing intuitively for a very long time in this space, which is laying out your strategy long before you start creating your content and already know what your end goal is. So when you have everything mapped out and you got all these interconnected pieces now, like your end goal with your website and your different pieces of your website and the content and the scripts marrying up inside of the video and then the social engagement that ties all that in together. And once you map everything out, now you've got a much higher success rate of hitting that target, right? And
yes,
being able to get the desired action. That is, in
yes,
the digital marketing space,
yeah,
a sniper's tactical preparation prior to actually going out and doing the work.
Yes, and it goes actually even deeper than that. And I'll quantify exactly what you said, because essentially, I mean, you've been doing this intuitively and you get it because, you know, you're thinking about it and you're internalizing it and you're creating the connections in your brain, and those connections basically allow you to make the right choices. And here's what happens. Suppose you don't have a goal. You just have a vague notion of where you're going.
Right.
And the moment you don't have a goal, your brain simply hasn't got a mechanism to allow learning to take place. So basically, we have two ways of learning. We have model-based learning and we have model-free learning. Now, if it's model-based, here's what happens. Your brain tries out different strategies. The ones which are successful, you remember because it reinforces, and you create behavioral patterns, and the ones which are unsuccessful, essentially your brain forgets, which is this is how we learn dance moves, for instance.
If you're
in dance floor, you do 10 wrong moves and 5 right ones. You remember the 5 right ones, they become a base for the next 5 right ones, and so on and so on. Now, if you don't have a goal, however, model-free learning goes into it. Model-free learning doesn't allow you to forget anything, so you never learn. So essentially what happens is you repeat the same wrong behavior again and again. Maybe you do some things right, but you do a lot of things wrong, and you just keep on repeating them in a loop. Now, in both situations, your brain has to have the motivation to keep on doing things. In the situation where you have a goal, the reward is the goal. So basically your brain says, so I'm getting nearer and nearer and nearer, and that fires up the dopamine centers in your brain, and that activates your motivation, and you become better and better, and you learn faster and faster. But if you haven't got a model to actually learn from, then the behavior itself becomes the reward. So what happens? How many people do we know who work hard day after day and get nowhere?
Yeah.
Simply because they haven't done that simple basic thing which you have said. You have mentioned in your seminars and your presentations time and again, articulate your goal, start from there, clarify it in your mind.
Oh, but it's such a downer for people. Like, I know when I explain it to people that they've actually got to lay out that goal and they got to pressure test it before they invest money. Mm-hmm. And most people look at me like, oh, yeah, I've done this enough times, Todd. Like, I'm good. I can, you know, I can wing it. And in the episode that I just recorded yesterday, which will come before this one. So this is episode 158. For those that want to get information about David and his book, you can just go to wirebuzz.com/158. I'll also give out his URL in just a moment and where you can purchase The Sniper's Mind. But, you know, David, yesterday I did what I don't see a lot of marketers doing. I did kind of a live audit on one of the campaigns that I'm doing right now to get more speaking engagements, where I'm targeting event planners and using a video ad that gets them to a landing page. And as we went through the laying out the strategy and applied a little bit of gas, a little bit of ads to that page, we learned very quickly what the problems of that page was. And then we're able to iterate and polish before we end up applying a larger budget. Now, you get all this, but it was a lot of fun to lift the veil yesterday and just start showing people that, you know, you have to be open to laying out that strategy. You have to be open to iterating and discovering along the way that you don't have all the answers, but your audience does, and it's buried deep in the analytics.
Yes. Yes, yes. And it's again, see, you're using all these business tools, right? And we've had them for a long time. And these business tools are our eyes and ears. We're basically getting data from the situation we're looking at. We're synthesizing an analysis or putting everything together. And then it clarifies everything in our minds. And because it does that, we can then make better decisions. What's the next choice? What's the next step? How many times people don't use that correctly?
Right.
They have the tools, they don't use them. And if you don't use them, you think, well, why not? Are they not smart? Yes, they are smart. Are they not driven? Well, most of the times they're really driven. It's just that they lack that clarity of purpose, that clarity of thought, which gets rid of all the distractions and allows you to focus on that goal, that articulation of saying, here's where I need to get to by that particular date.
Yeah.
Here's my analysis. And suddenly everything becomes very clear because it's really important. And you've articulated it now. It's not something which sort of is vaguely floating at the back of your mind.
Snipers have to be hyper deliberate, right? And
absolutely, yeah.
Right? And if they'll never hit their target. And the same is true in digital marketing. What are the emotional? What's the emotional space that digital marketers need to be aware of that snipers use on a daily basis, not only to be great at what they do, but for survival?
Yes, there's a myth. They think that snipers are emotionless. There's also a very similar myth with business people who are very successful. They say, you know, don't let it get to you. It's not personal, it's business. And we know that if it's not emotional, if it isn't personal to some extent, our motivation in this is so little, if any at all, that we're not really committed to anything. You know, we can go with it for a while, then we just drop it.
Yeah.
So really, we need to be passionate. We need to be fired up. And here's the fine line. Yes, you're clear in your emotions, you're clear why they matter, but you use them as opposed to letting them use you.
Right.
So if for the snipers, they let fear, for instance, or stress, or even their own heartbeat get the better of them, they will not do what they're supposed to do.
They use...
And how many times?
Yeah. Go ahead, man.
I was going to say, how many times in business we have got so fired up that emotions have got the better of us, really, and we've done things in what we say against our better judgment. I mean, how illogical is that?
You know, if I agree with you 100%, and if I look back at things that I have second guessed myself on, or I'm not proud of that happened in a conversation with a client or on a project, it always revolves around reacting and impulsive reaction instead of, you know, strategic responses. And so I could see where that fits in, because a lot of marketers operate out of impulsive reactions. Maybe it's something they've seen before, or maybe it's something that they just think on a surface level, but haven't given it enough time to dig deep to be very precise to hit that specific target.
Yes, exactly. And even to take it from a sniper's back to snipers and back to business again, from a sniper's perspective, when they sometimes have to react against the unexpected,
yeah,
most of the times that reaction is actually a studied response. They thought about it. They thought about all the scenarios. They run everything through their head, and they're basically almost ready conceptually to do something if the unexpected happens, if that happens. And what you said, in business, we don't do that. Sometimes we just use hope as a strategy, and we know hope is not a strategy, but we rely on it, thinking, "Oh, it's going to be okay." And so few times it actually is okay.
Yeah, it's funny now that you say it. I guess if I have to dissect myself, the strategy that I tend to use in those scenarios is empathy, and going back to making a human, personal, genuine connection.
Yes,
and
yes.
That allows me to reel back in when I react too far, right? Or I'm off balance.
And I'm very glad you brought empathy in, because snipers are extremely, extremely empathetic. And to many people, again, this sounds like a contradiction in terms. How can you be empathetic and be a sniper? You know, there are people who are doing their job, but empathy, essentially, beyond the fact it allows us to see, to feel how another person feels, it is also a tool which allows us to ascertain and establish the motivation of another person and then make a projection in terms of their behavior, which as humans with the brains that we have, always trying to see ahead, always trying to create certainty in an uncertain future, empathy is a really powerful tool which allows us to in business to establish trust, because I'm beginning to understand why you do things, which means then I'm willing to trust you because your motivation is obvious to me. If I don't understand why you do things, I don't trust you. And if I don't trust you, I don't want to have anything to do with you. With snipers, it allows them basically to project the complexities, the complex trajectories of all the different human people, all the different people in the tableau they're in, and essentially make certain assumptions. Because let's not forget, sometimes when they set things in motion, they're operating at such long distances that they're essentially projecting something into the future, and that thing happens to the point where they actually project it, which sounds crazy.
Right.
But, you know, their brains are that good at actually operating at that high level under stress and pressure in a kind of context. If we can get just half of that into business, suddenly everything we do will become a lot more intentional, a lot more focused, a lot more better planned and better resourced. And I think that's going to be key to the success we need in future.
Wow. Okay, so right behind my desk, we share a common parking lot with another building that is the largest privately owned shooting range in the United States. Okay, so really in my parking lot is...
Serendipity, right?
Yes, in my parking lot is the great debate in America, which is this parking lot the safest place in the world, or is it the most dangerous, right? And if I turn around, because I'm recording this one not in the studio, this morning we're doing voiceovers, and there's a professional voiceover artist in my podcast studio right now, but if I stood up from my desk, I can actually, even from sitting right here, I can look out my second floor window down into the shooting range's parking lot. And so throughout the day, David, I watch snipers or people that are, specialist in shooting at distances,
yep,
that bring out their very long gun or their very long rifle or whatever it's called. I'm kind of a novice, right? But they have their long bag, and I see, yep, them walk in, and these guys walk with the most amazing deliberate focus.
Yes, yes, you can always tell because they're just very deliberate in everything. They're very careful. It's, their brain's always analyzing things, they're taking the situation, the environment around them, and they're establishing, we think, are they always on edge? No, they're not. That's the whole point. They're establishing the level of threat, stroke, safety, whatever it is that actually assessing, that allows them to behave as they do. But they're always switched on. That's the trick.
And always switched on. One of my, please forgive me, I've got a brief story. I may never get to tell this story. One of the kids that I grew up with, David, who grew up on my street and ran in the same circle. We were a tight group of like five or six. My parents in the basement of our house had boxing gloves. And and so we would all get down there, all the boys, and we would spar with each other. And if you won your sparring match, you could go on to the next one. And by the time you won three matches, you'd have the great privilege of getting to spar with one of our friends who automatically advanced to the final round because he always would. He was that good. And he would clean up on all of us. And whoever made it to that last round, honestly, would go home crying because he was right, because he was that much stronger than us. So I lost him. I didn't know where he went because he wasn't there my senior year in high school. But we were really close friends. And about 5 years ago, he popped up here in Arizona. And during the time that he was away, he went on to Bud's training for Navy SEALs, wow, and completed that. And he is the most deliberate dude. I realized that we were, as kids, messing with the wrong SEAL. And and so one day he came to David. One day he comes to the office often. We advise his business, and he's just a dear friend of mine. I'm inspired by his commitment. And he came to the front door of the office, and as he walked up to the front door, forgetting that our front door is all mirrored and we can see out, but they can't see in, when he opened up the door, I was like maybe a foot away from his face, and I just went blah, like that. I just kind of like made like a very mild, scary sound. And within, like you were saying, very deliberate reaction. That's what he said. His reaction was instantaneous right fist to my nose, and he stopped it right at my nose, and his other hand was reaching back behind him to pull out what I think was a gun or something. Okay. And then he looked at me and he stopped and he said, "I'm sorry, but I've been trained to react appropriately."
Oh, that's awesome. He's still messing with the wrong kid.
He's still kicking my ass all these years later. All right, so give me two key takeaways that digital marketers, that video creators can learn from reading the sniper's mind.
Yeah, okay. The first thing is, and they both come under one heading, really, be human. But what does that mean? Okay, right. Here is what it means. Be empathetic. Think not just about what you want, but also what your audience wants. So when you're creating a video, when you're doing any kind of marketing, when you're putting out any kind of content, sure, you have goals and things which you need to do, which probably have to do with reputational value and exposure and sales and so on. But don't worry about that. Think what the other person is actually going to do to get out of this and focus on that. And the second thing is be intentional. Don't just let circumstances dictate what you're doing, because then you're only reacting. Make everything fit into what you want to do. Have that goal in mind and be intentional in each step. And if you take those two things away, it will change your entire perspective. And if it changes your perspective, it changes your reality.
Wow. Be empathetic. I mentioned when I have an issue or when I'm creating content, I like to recognize that I am advocating and defending for my audience, for all of you that listen at every opportunity. And then I need to be intentional with that content, because I'm trying to serve you to help you get to the best self that you're getting to. And that seems to be the focus of The Sniper's Mind. It is David's book. It is, the subtitle is Eliminate Fear, Deal with Uncertainty, and Make Better Decisions. To get access to the book, well, it can be purchased on Amazon. I'll put a link up there, but you can also go to Amazon and type in The Sniper's Mind or David Ammerland, and you spell David you spell Ammerland, Amerland. And you can also find it on his website, davidammerland.com, or follow David on Twitter @David_Ammerland on Twitter. Is that right?
No, it's all one word.
It's all one word. Okay. Excuse me. So, so everybody, you got that. And David's a real treat to reconnect with you, my friend, and to hear what you're doing, being very empathetic, intentional, and strategic.
The pleasure has been all mine. That's amazing.
Awesome, man. David, thanks for joining me on the podcast.
Thank you very much.
Wow, what a cool interview, right? Tying it all together. And it's deliberate. So I want to make sure that when you think about this, you can borrow any of these analogies. If you're meeting with a client, if you're trying to explain to your boss what the proper steps are, there's nothing wrong with borrowing the genius of David and the way he explains a sniper's mind and how you use that in your marketing or for your business. There's nothing wrong with borrowing those analogies in order to explain it to others. I highly recommend you pick up the book. He's been on the forefront of digital marketing for a very long time. We run in very similar circles, and it was great to get to spend a few moments with David. There's something I want to share with you. If you're working on a video project, if you're working on a digital marketing strategy, and you want to figure out how to guarantee your videos generate an ROI, you know, a return on investment, and candidly, that's the only thing that matters, ROI. So I created a 5-part web-based mini course. It's video. It's on my website, and it's free to the listeners of this podcast. And you can get access to it at wirebuzz.com/ROI. The whole goal is for me to transfer the information from my head into your head so you know how to guarantee that your projects generate a return on investment. And trust me when I say this, you will never lose your job if your content consistently generates a return on investment, right? In fact, in our almost eight years of business, I don't know, I think we got like 90 clients now. We've never lost a client because we consistently operate with a sniper's mentality and we say what we mean and we deliver at a high level. And for you, if you want to make that commitment, it starts with this free web-based mini course, wirebuzz.com/ROI. And if this podcast was valuable to you, Lord knows it was, please share it with a friend, a colleague, a coworker, an advisor. Make sure that you are gaining influence and you're spreading the message, because as you share the message, people gravitate towards you. They find out more about you. You can be a source of really good information for people. And I will continue to do my job right here at Video Marketing Mastery to make sure that I bring you the most important people that are shaping the paradigm in digital marketing and have them check in and give you some guidance. And when news breaks and it develops in the digital marketing space, you're going to hear about it. In fact, let me just drop a little right here. I've got a really cool thing that I'm doing with Vidyard, vidyard.com. You're going to want to check that out. Stay with me. I'm going to show you how I'm every week going to be creating for our 90 clients a very private update on the latest news and information that's going to make them and their business significantly more effective. I'm going to be working with the Vidyard team. I'm going to be sharing how I do it and advising you how to do it for your clients so you become an invaluable piece to their long-term plan. I also teased at the beginning about Wirebuzz and what we're doing this week. Check this out. I'm going to Vegas. Going to Vegas, baby. I'm going to Vegas. I'm going to be speaking at JCK, which is the largest jewelry conference of the year. I've got a client that is a major diamond brand. And we've just finished some commercials for them, some national commercials that we created that lays into both their television, their on-screen and off-screen strategy to move buyers into their stores. And what I'm doing is they're putting me in a conference room down the hall from the largest conference of the year and for an entire day from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. every half hour, I'm going to have a room full of people that are going to hear me give their tactics and strategies on how to get more buyers into their store, the right type of buyers, and being able to scale it on budget. And I'm going to show that digital marketing strategy and how videos fit in. And I'm going to do it every half hour from 8 to 6 p.m. It's going to be filmed. The client is going to put that behind their customer turnstile, their client turnstile. And whoever provides their diamonds and sells their diamonds all over El Mundo is going to have access into my digital strategy that uses video to help them drive more business. How cool is that, right? And at the same time, Team Wirebuzz is going to be in New York City doing a video for a client. Let me tell you about this video. This video is actually a Facebook Live event that's going to be filmed earlier, pre-approved by the client, edited, and then created for on-demand Facebook Live events. And then all the call to actions are going to be tied in. So people who watch it have an opportunity to make a conversion. And then when that's going to happen at the same time, I'm in Vegas. And then I go from Vegas to Chicago, where I've got more stuff with clients happening there. And the Wirebuzz team will be doing a shoot. By the time I land in Chicago, the shoot will be wrapping. And then I've got a bunch of clients that I'm going to be speaking with and presenting out there. And that should be a whole lot of fun. Big exhausting week. It's going down for real. And if you want to learn as we go, we'll stay on this train. Go to iTunes, Stitcher, and Google Play. Hit the subscribe button. Rate and review. Every time you leave a rating and review, I get it. I learn. You know, just like you, I'm here to learn. So make sure you leave a really honest rating and review. If there's something that I need that can make me a better marketer, please let me know. I'm cool with it. Just let me know and I'll incorporate it. And thank you so much to all of you that are sharing your feedback and your information. I know that I owe a lot of you some replies, and as a commitment, I will make that to you. If you reached out to me, I will reply to you. I value it very much, and I look forward to being an essential part of your growth and your development and making you a video marketing master. Peace.